Welcome to Healthier You by Vanderbilt Health and Wellness, a podcast to help Vanderbilt faculty and staff live their healthiest lives.
Welcome back to the Healthier You podcast. My name is Noelle McIntyre. I'm the Certified Health Education Specialist with Health Plus, and I'm here to speak with Fran Blackman. She is one of our clinical dietitians with the nutrition clinic here on campus. We're going to speak a little bit about what this idea of ultra-processed foods are and how what we eat can change our bodies from the inside out. So, welcome. Fran, when we think about food and how it changes our body, what does that really mean in practical terms?
So in practical terms, when we talk about how foods can change our body, it would mean that foods affect our cellular structure. Foods also affect energy levels. Foods affect the gut bacteria changes or cause gut bacteria changes, and also affect hormonal regulation. And of course, all this can potentially mean that this affects how a person feels and functions every day.
Sometimes we hear that buzzword of inflammation and maybe gut health. Can you give us some information about that?
So when we look at highly processed foods and how they can affect like the blood sugar and inflammation and gut health. So for example, there's inflammation in the body. There's an increase in what's called free radicals, which free radicals are basically just like unstable molecules that can lead to what's called oxidative stress on the body. And so when we talk about like oxidative stress on the body, that's actually linked to, for example, diabetes or cancer or high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And also it can accelerate the aging process. So those highly processed foods we want to keep in moderation because of the fact that they can affect those areas and cause that inflammation in the cells. And then when we look at gut health, if the foods are highly processed, they can damage the gut bacteria. Whereas if the foods are more healthier choices, they can increase the healthy gut bacteria.
I'm curious because we've been talking about processed foods, but we haven't really named what processed foods are. When I think about processed foods, I think about everything from convenience foods that I might stop at a gas station or a grocery store or a fast food restaurant and pick up to the vending machine at work. Do they all impact the body the same? Are there some that have a higher impact on gut health and inflammation and blood sugar? Can you kind of give us an idea about that?
So these would be foods that would have more artificial items in it or oils that are more processed. So if I compare an example of a product that may have olive oil is more natural compared to something like a soybean oil is much more processed, or a cottonseed oil is much more processed, which is what's like in chips a lot of times. And then, you know, fast food as well is much more processed. And then the protein is usually not lean. It's a more processed protein, a higher fat protein. And I kind of think of it too as in the ingredient list, like the longer the ingredient list, then it definitely has more processed items in it. I was using the example the other day, like a natural peanut butter has two ingredients. Usually it's peanuts and salt. Whereas if I pick up the traditional ones, the ingredient list is going to be longer. Another example I give sometimes would be natural sour cream. And then there's also what's called just original sour cream. So interestingly, natural sour cream has like two ingredients. It's like cream, salt, pretty much, and enzymes. So three ingredients. And then when you look at something that's more processed, like an original sour cream, it actually has a much longer list of ingredients. So just, you know, to be aware of the ingredient list.
If you grab something from a vending machine and you read through the ingredient list or the label on the back, you will see that the ingredients included are very long, which means that the item may have more calories and less whole foods put into it.
That's
correct.
So definitely that long list will be an indication a lot of times that there's more additives that are being added in there.
I'm kind of curious, can you tell us just a little bit more about how processed versus whole foods either feed or harm the gut bacteria?
So when we look at the gut microbiome, it has a very important functions. It helps to regulate digestion, helps to support the immune system, and also do certain nutrients. When we look at things like whole foods definitely help to nourish that gut bacteria by providing essential fiber and nutrients. And then when we look at the example of processed foods, like when I say processed foods, of course, what we were talking about earlier would be, you know, those things like the fast food and like soda and like chips and, you know, pastries, those type of things. So they can, you know, harm the gut by cutting off the good microbiomes. And so we want to look at balancing them with the healthier foods.
How does it influence our energy levels and mood and things like mental clarity?
Well, certainly it's important to make sure that throughout the day that we're balancing, or well, I use the term pairing foods. So if you're looking at, like, let's say I just had coffee and it was coffee, but it was highly sweetened with, you know, the sugar or the flavorings, then that's not going to also give my body protein or certain vitamins and minerals. It's going to just give that sugar. So it's going to, you know, spike, you know, maybe for a little while, but then also have that crash effect. So the pairing becomes really important. So if I'm having something like some coffee, maybe pairing that with a protein bar or some nuts. Sometimes people do a combination of like a small fruit with some nuts, and then also can do that coffee. But, you know, having something to balance it. But definitely that pairing becomes very important, because also you're getting, again, those nutrients from each different food group. So, you know, making sure that that pairing is a part of the plan throughout the day. You know, if I pick up a fruit, you're going to go a long period before the next meal, pairing it with some, again, some protein, like a string cheese or like some nuts or some peanut butter or something like that. That's very important.
I like those tips. I like that idea of recognizing that there needs to be balance in what we're having, and that even if we're choosing something that's highly processed, there's still a way maybe to make it a little bit healthier and to help it span so it keeps the blood sugar steady and the energy and the focus level there. So thank you for that. If somebody wanted to reduce their ultra processed foods that they take in during a specific day or week, what are some really impactful changes that they can make?
It helps to probably start first with beverages. Sometimes beverages are a big area where ultra processed ingredients come into play, especially like sodas and even like certain juices. So definitely starting with beverages and looking at that area. You were talking about the coffees earlier, you know, reducing the amount of sugar in there. Or another example, I was thinking like when eating out, like sometimes tea is a big thing, or sweet tea. So I tell clients sometimes, you know, even suggestion of like half sweet mixed with half unsweet, you know, that type of thing. That is still a change where you're getting a little sweetness, but, you know, it's not as much sugar. Instead of the soda, like doing water that's confused with lime or lemon versus, you know, being, again, the soda, or like infused with like fruits and veggies. When we look at other examples, you know, certainly snacks are just quick things that we can get out of vending machine or get from convenience stores. But planning ahead and, you know, purchasing some things that can be kept in the office that are healthier choices, like a protein bar, because they have good fiber, and then they also have the protein balance, and they're not heavy on ingredients and low sugar. But, you know, having those things on hand, or having the little nut packs on hand, you know, those things you know, can put in the car. I was telling a client earlier, say have pizza maybe once a week. And so we were talking about, well, is it possible to take that pizza and maybe have some carrot sticks with that, or have a little small salad on the side or fruit with it, to kind of balance again that ultra process with something that would be more nutrient dense.
One other thing that I think about, there's a lot of information on nutrition out these days. One of the great things about being technologically advanced is we have things like TikTok and Instagram and WebMD, and, you know, there's a wide variety that we all tap into. How do people avoid feeling overwhelmed by nutrition advice? How can you look at like a social influencer and know whether that is sound nutritional advice, or is there a way to tell?
I think it's very important to, you know, look up the information, check that it's evidence-based, you know, definitely checking the resource. When I'm listening to sometimes the web influencers, I definitely try to think about individualizing things. So everything that they're maybe doing is not necessarily for me. You know, I think it's really important to individualize things and not be hard on ourselves. Also, it helps to, if it's nutrition related, to even consult with the dietitian.
If there was one message that you want our listeners to remember about how food impacts their body, especially around ultra processed foods, what might that message be?
That small changes go a long way over time, and realizing it's a daily task, but it's a worthy task, and striving to balance those ultra processed foods with the nutrient dense foods.
Make those better choices each time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and share your insight. We really appreciate it. And thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Healthier You by Vanderbilt Health and Wellness. If you are a Vanderbilt University Medical Center faculty or staff member, you can earn credit on your Go for the Gold Wellness Actions log by listening to 2 podcasts. Simply click the Go for the Gold link in the show notes below to record your participation, and stay tuned for future episodes.